Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Today I'd like to continue in reading in Luke chapter 4. Yesterday I read the part in chapter 4 where Jesus came to the synagogue and he stood up and read the verse where he said he sent to the heal the sick, minister to the poor, and the brokenhearted, and then the people were all they liked what they heard, but then he told them that about the widows, that there were many widows, and yet Elijah and Elias, they were not sent to any in Israel. And that made them angry at Jesus, and they tried to kill him. So now we continue reading as we see that Jesus, right away he went and showed to them, or to the people, these words that he had read. And put out the proof there that that's what he's meant to do. So, I had read to verse 32, and then right away in verse 33 it says that in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace. Come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. So this is an example of someone that was in captivity, being held captive by the devil. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Here again, Jesus showed his power in being able to heal Simon's mother-in-law, and that right away, this woman that was healed, she right away ministered unto Jesus and his disciples. Verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, and all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And the devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, "Thou art Christ, the Son of God." And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Isn't that amazing that the devils knew it, that he was Christ, and yet these Jewish leaders, the rabbis and the teachers, they didn't know. Yeah, at least acted like they didn't know that he was Christ, Messiah. Verse 42, and when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed with him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent." And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. So remember earlier he had said that a prophet is not accepted at home. He gave those examples, and then sure enough they threw him out of his own hometown of Nazareth. So he went to this other place, and here they wanted him to stay. And it's kind of amazing. I guess this would have been in Galilee, I guess. So he he went there, he'd gone there, and now they want him to stay more, but he said, no, I have to preach this gospel to other places, to other cities. More people have to be saved. And just so we can get the heart of Jesus, I guess, in how he knew what he was sent for, and he knew that he was also sent for all people, not just for some. And I can't remember what it was that in another place he said he was sent out to ransom many, redeem many people. So we see here that he was right away going about his father's business, and in the epistles we're told that we are to be Christ-like, and so when we say that, we know what it means. Be Christ-like, and it's because in verse 18 of this chapter 4 it says that he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor. He was sent to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and to recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So we want to be Christ-like, that we would have the same heart, we would have the same feelings to do these things, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to teach us and help us and to empower us to do this. So first of all, we have to accept that, know it and accept it and practice it. So that's my encouragement for today. And thank you again for listening.